Off the Ball Rugby.
Like him or loathe him, he's been great for the game. He brings in energy and I couldn't believe it. On Saturday night I came home, my son was wearing all white and he had like tape, like a Pollock hat around his legs. I was like, what's happening here?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Right, it is 9:42 this morning. I'm delighted to say Gráinne McIlwain is with us. Gráinne, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Majing Wiger and Vinny. How are you keeping?
Yeah, pretty good. We're here to announce that you're starting a new podcast with us.
Yes, indeed. Starting a new podcast. So we are talking about, it's Seacht in the Gaeilge. So Níla Sógam Cécó Mai is a Thosaigh Gaeilge. I don't know how good your Irish is, Ger and Vinny, but what we're doing, Cuisach, my who. What we're doing is we're going to be speaking to well-known Irish sports stars who have a love of the Irish language, whether that is something that they grew up with, they were born into it, whether it was a learned skill from a school perspective, and also that there was a journey they went on. It was something that they decided to go back to as they got a little bit older, and work took them in that direction with them. So we're going to be speaking to Scarlett Hearn. So I'm sure you've all known Scarlett Hearn. She's of this parish as well. She does work with Off the Ball, and she is playing with Hibernian Women in Scotland and started on a path basically with Shamrock Rovers, with Piedmont United, Shamrock Rovers, has played with Ireland underage. Her ambition is to play with Ireland as the years go on. And it's to talk about her, her career at the moment, like what is it like, to talk about that and also her journey in the Irish language. So excited to be talking to Scarlett. We're going to be speaking with Colm de Butler, whose brother Owen plays with Connacht Rugby. But Colm is really interesting in that we have so many discussions about rugby in Ireland, and that you have to come from feeder schools to actually play at the highest level. And from Colm's perspective, he started off playing rugby in a local club here in Carrow in Connemara Gaeltacht, and he went on to play for Corinthians and played for Connacht and played in the Challenge Cup as well. So really excited to hear his journey and his path playing sport. Won an AIL league with Tara in year two. So, and has been quite vocal about the fact that a lot of the provincials, they kind of tend to ignore players that are playing at a lower division than the provincials. So like Connacht, Munster, Leinster and Ulster, if you're not playing there, you're not really looked at. So we're going to be having a chat about that, and also his experience as someone being brought up as Gaelic. And it'll be interesting to see his thoughts on that. And then our final person we'll be speaking to is Jamie Wall. And you might know of Jamie. Jamie has been a very successful manager with Mary I with Fitzgibbon Cups. He's an analyst with TG Carr and GAA. So he is a bit like myself in that he didn't grow up in an Irish language background. He was somebody who went to an Irish speaking school. I didn't. I just learned it as I got older. But Jamie is going to talk to us about that experience. But also Jamie's story, his personal story, is fascinating because when he played with his club in the Munster Intermediate Hurling Championship, and he 3 days later, he basically felt a kind of a dull pain. He developed an infection on his spine, and he's been paralysed since 2014, and he's in a wheelchair. So really want to explore his personal story and the love of the GAA and the language, and how that has, I suppose, cemented him and made his viewpoints as it is now. And we're going to be chatting to him in more detail about that. So let's look forward to it. So it's going to be bilingual, Ger. So if you don't have fluent Irish, that's fine. We're going to be using a lot of Irish, because I think with the Irish language, it's basically, there's a lot of people that are learning it. There's a huge cultural renaissance towards it. So we're excited to get people engaged with us and to hear their thoughts on it.
But that's so important, because I forgotten everything. But when you hear certain words, you go, oh, remember that. And it's a big bear of mine. If you want to teach people, well, what an opportunity sport is, because so many people know about sport, they know what we're talking about, and the words would be easier to understand. So being bilingual has to be a help. Like, is that the catch in terms of, say, someone like me who loves sport will listen to any podcast? So you're going to teach me how to speak Irish again? Is that the dream?
I think it's not to learn to speak Irish, because you have to do the work yourself, Finny. Yeah. If you want to learn a language, you have to work. And I think a lot of people have this opinion, oh, it's, you know, I did it in school and I was really bad at it and it was really badly taught. In some cases, yes. But I think we all make excuses for our lives for not doing so, for not getting fitter, for not being better at a particular sport, for not doing better at school or whatever, because we don't put the work in. So if you want to get good at a language, it's one of my bugbears when people say, oh, I love the language, but oh, I've lost it. And I'm like, well, don't lose it. There's so many avenues out there to explore it and to get better at it. And I think for bilingual, it those words, we're used to it. A lot of people will watch sport on TG Cahir. They will listen to it on radio. There are lots of avenues now where you can actually engage with the language. It's very easy. It's what's really interesting with the cultural renaissance, like Irish language classes around the whole country are booked out. You can't get an Irish language class because so many people are engaging with it. And I think for a lot of time, and for a lot of our generation as well, they would feel, well, there's a shame attached to it. I don't know my own language. I'm not from a fluent area. And I'm someone, as I said, didn't grow up with it. I learned it in school. I went to the Gaeltacht when I was in my 20s, and I remember standing there and trying to speak Irish, and I wasn't as fluent as I am now. And people laughing at me and someone saying, oh, look at your one trying to speak Irish. And I was mortified. And my first inclination was to switch to English because everyone speaks English. But I was in the company of really lovely people and they said, forget about him. He's nothing but a gobshite. So forget about him. Keep speaking the language, keep improving it and keep trying it. And I think that's what this is about. Is like there are so many different levels of fluency. It's your couple of focal. It's actually speaking and having those couple of focal and using that language so you can engage with whoever it is. And I think that's what we're trying to get across. Everyone has a certain level of Irish. We don't judge people because of their English or their grammatics mistakes. It's about conversage. It's about communication. And that's what we're providing here on Off the Ball podcast. It's a communication with people to hear their love of the language, but also the work that they do in sports. They're really interesting sports stories.
We've two clips I want to play here. One is from Breena Bugley, who spoke to us in the aftermath of an Gaeltacht's victory in the All-Ireland Club Championship, because I'd seen him talk before. Anyway, shall I play the clip and let him explain?
I actually prefer doing interviews in Irish. It's just easier. You're more comfortable.
You're speaking to us now in your second language, right? And we're asking you to be Xmina was Berla, and actually you're Xmina was Gaeilge.
Yeah, like language is very important. There's a lot of people that struggle with the language, but I was even saying to my girlfriend there, telling her I was doing this in the morning, I was like, I actually prefer doing interviews in Irish. It's just easier. You're more comfortable. No, look, the language is very important. Everything done down at the club and down at training, anytime Fergal is giving instructions, it's all true Irish. So I think Aidan Walsh struggles with this sometimes at training.
Aidan's obviously working on it. He's been speaking about that as well. And that same week, we actually spoke with Dara Kaneja. So these are two kind of comparison clips. Have a look at this.
Liam O'Rohan and my own dad was involved for years. We got so much out of the game, so much. We can never, ever pay the club back. They gave us everything. And going to Galler's, because we wouldn't have had much, the club has been very, very good to us, and it's not about being a chairman or anything like that. I actually don't understand, because playing is everything. Playing the game is what you want to do. I'd have loved to have played until I was about 40, but I had to finish at 33 because I was crippled with back injuries and stuff like that. Just to see all those lads, who were chairman and secretaries and treasurers and PROs when we were going, just getting that satisfaction out of it. The young lads develop. It's very important for me that they get the why, that they get not just, we won 12-6 or whatever, but why, that winning in All-Ireland is just the start of a process, really. It's what's kind of revealed in the process. See that thing in our jersey there, Sprid, Cree, Cod, Tonga. What does Sprid mean? What does Cree mean? What does Cod mean? What does Tonga mean? How did they get all that?
That's the question, I think, that you're trying to answer. What does Changa mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also Brode is being proud of your language, and you can always sense from Dara how proud he is, and Brian as well, how proud they are of the language and where they come from. And that's something I think we're starting to find again, because I think there's always been kind of a derision about speaking Irish, and that goes back to when we were colonised as well, Ger, and that, you know, English was the language for emigration. You just didn't speak Irish because you needed English because you were going to be travelling abroad. And I think, and even parents and the culture of the time is, no, you don't speak Irish, and you got a trimming if you did. So I think for some people that shame and not wanting to have that language has existed for so many times. But now we're beginning to see, yes, it is so important to have your own language. And Páraic Pearce would said Chiargan Chang and Chiargan Annam. So a country without its language doesn't have its soul. So it's just really important to have a language and to engage with it and to keep it alive, because if you don't speak it, you lose it. And as using your cúpla focal, as I always say, everyone can say Gormaigat, everyone can say Falsha, you know, welcome, everyone can say Slán. There's a few words that we can say that is in the, like we have Plamos, we use that in the Irish word very easily.
And Gráz.
Well, you know,
sorry, we all know how to ask, go to the toilet as well.
Yeah, we know how to do that. But it's being, and I think it's as well, it's not to be putting pressure on yourself to be amazingly brilliant and fluent at it. What I loved about Paul Mescal, he did an interview with T.G. Cahir a few years ago, and he went to a Gaelscoil, he had a good level of Irish, but he hasn't spoken it in a long time, but he used what he had. And that was so important, because that's what it's about. It's using what you have. You know, even I live in the Gaeltacht now, but I'm not a Gaeltacht native speaker. I've learnt the Irish, so I can't compare myself to somebody who has only spoke Irish from they were a baby until they're in their 70s. You know, there's so many different layers and different variants of people that speak languages. You have your professors that are really, really good, and you have people that are just speaking in the vernacular. And that's what I want to put across, is that language is for all of us. Gaelic is really tábhachtach dúinne. If we don't speak it, we lose it. And what I'm hoping from these podcasts is that people will hear really great stories, and they're in Irish, and big deal, like, you know. So it's just really important that we have that, I think, area and that availability for people to engage with the language on all platforms. And I'm excited about doing that with Off the Ball.
What drew you to the Gaeltacht as an adult?
Well, as an adult, I went to school. I was good at, I loved Irish in school. I really enjoyed it. And when my granny loved Irish, so she was huge influence on me, and she would have spoken Irish. She was very clever. She won scholarships to secondary school and to college, and she loved the Irish language, and she would have influenced me in that respect. And I studied it in college, and I went to the Gaeltacht for the first time when I was in college, and I really enjoyed it. It was like a different world. Even if it was in Donegal, and I'm from Monaghan, it isn't a million miles away, but it seemed a different world at the time, where you just heard Irish spoken an awful lot. And I was a teacher for a couple of years, and I loved teaching Irish. And I think for me, having Irish has got me into media, Ger, without a shadow of a doubt. I was working with T.G. Cahir and Nemeton, and worked as a researcher, producer, exec producer, and then as a presenter. And I know for a fact I would not have got those opportunities so quickly if I hadn't have had Irish. So because I had Irish, I could move up the ladder very quickly from researcher to presenter. And it's something I'm very comfortable with. I'm something I'm very passionate about. And when you're asked what you want to use your voice for, Irish language is one of the things that I want to use my voice for, and to speak it and to talk about it. And now I'm married to a man from the Gaeltacht, so we live in the Connemara Gaeltacht here in Galway, and I'm bringing up kids through Irish. So it's a whole public here with speaks as Gaelic. So the Gaelic and Ahanach, you've Irish everywhere. So it's really enjoyable. It's something I love. It's part of my life. I speak every single day, and it's enjoyable. I love it. It aligns with my values, which is of community, of heritage. I love history, and wanting to give something back, that's important to me as well. And I think continuing the Irish language so that the next generation, and I want to be someone that makes that continue to grow and that keeps the language alive, because if you don't speak it, it will die.
And you have no trouble understanding the Carrara runs with their odd West of Ireland Irish.
No, I do. They've sometimes a bit of, I'm figuring me out with the Donegal Irish. That can sometimes be interesting. But no, I'm here a long time. I know it. So I've been very lucky. I've worked with all the dialects. Like I was in Munster working in Waterford for TG Cahir when I was doing a lot of the sport for them. I was working obviously in Connacht and learnt my Irish in Donegal. So I think from my perspective, I'm someone, I've learnt it. I haven't grown up in any Irish language speaking background. Did not go to an all Irish secondary school. I learnt it as an adult, basically learned it in school, continued with it and improve. And we're always improving every day. So I think it's just, it's to make a decision. If you want to engage with it, just do it. Use your cúpla focal. You don't have to be the most fluent person in the world, but it would be great if people would just speak a little bit more and that would keep the language alive. And actually, it encourages other people to speak it as well. That's important.
I'm nearly out of time here, but do you think we've done enough to properly identify the renaissance that's happening, like tying together all of the opportunities we have and actually making it feel like the movement that it is? You're probably in the middle of it, so maybe this is more for us, we're slightly adjacent to it, to go, look what's happening. There is actually a groundswell of improvement happening.
There is, but I think it's just become popular. You know, you have someone like NECAP, and I love NECAP because they don't apologize for what they stand for. Like the language is important for them, how they view the world is important to them, and this is who they are. And Colleen Kewan, you know, we had movie that's went so far as Oscars. We have a lot of work happening there that's just really interesting. I think when you're in the Gaeltacht, it's interesting in that because it happens, people don't see the benefit or the value of it. It's when you're outside of the Gaeltacht area, you see the value of the language. I've personally experienced from a work perspective of the value of it and how I've become a presenter as the backup, basically being having Irish, and that has helped me get into that industry in a lot quicker than other, that I just, if I just had English, it would have been more challenging to do what I have done. But I think it's pride, Ger. I think we have a pride in our language and what we're achieving, and we're recognising that it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something that we all have Irish within us. We all have those cúpla focal. You know, our parents would have said a cúpla focal to us without them realising it as well. And it's just, I think, owning that relationship that we have with the language, that we've come from one of maybe shame for some people to one now of love, respect, and we can do it and just engage with it and enjoy.
Gráinne, good stuff.
Win soltas.
Gair mágat.
Gair míle mágat hén, Gerrigus Vinny. Slán an ish.
Slán.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50-milligram film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150-milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.